This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.
Gabby's List.
Yesterday, I very quickly mentioned that it was National No Beard Day.
Correct.
Which I found to be a very weird national day.
It is
like, why
kind of
are we celebrating no beards?
Yeah, exactly. And for those bearded folk who wanted to celebrate No Beard Day, what do they do? Because it's just one day. You don't want to shave off the beard for one day and then have to regrow the beard.
Exactly.
And it's not like you can just take the beard off.
That's very true.
Mm.
But it's just an odd day. So I was like, I wonder how many other strange national days are coming up for the rest of this month. Like,
right,
there are so many. I wasn't going to look at the entire year because that's crazy.
Yeah.
But these are the weird and wonderful national holidays that are coming up before the end of October.
Number one.
National Reptile Awareness Day.
Oh, yeah, right.
That's happening on the 21st, a couple of days away.
Yeah.
Really got to be aware of those reptiles.
That's right.
Don't tread on the lizards.
Don't tread on the lizards. Be aware of the snakes.
Exactly.
All right, thank you.
Number two.
This one's even weirder. National Mole Day. But like the animal mole.
Ah, not the mole on your face.
No. I think this is more of an American day because
right,
we don't really get moles here in Australia.
No.
Not of the animal type anyway.
No.
But why does the mole need a day?
I don't know. Why does the mole need a day?
I don't know. It's very confusing.
Well, ask the creators of the day.
I shall.
Yeah.
Number three.
This one, you're not going to like.
Right.
It's happening on the 25th of October.
National Mariah Carey Day?
No, close. Yeah. Chucky the Notorious Killer Doll Day.
Really?
He has a day.
He has a day.
Chucky has a day.
No, thank you.
Number four.
On the 27th, we have National Breadstick Day.
Breadstick Day.
Get your bread out.
Wow.
Dip it in. Have a bite.
Yeah.
Celebrate, guys.
Everybody loves a breadstick.
Number five.
On the 29th is National Hermit Day. But, again, not the animal this time. We're talking people that hermit themselves in their houses.
Yeah, not the crab.
Not the crab.
No.
Animal, crab, same thing. National Hermit Day.
Love that.
Say hi to your neighbour that doesn't venture out very often.
Yeah, that's right.
Number six.
On the 31st, you'd think that that's just Halloween, but it's also National Knock Knock Joke Day.
Ooh.
Halloween knock knock jokes?
Yeah, that would be great.
Get them ready.
Yes.
And my favourite day is...
Number seven.
It's happening on the 28th.
Yep.
It is National Chocolate Day.
Hey.
Bring it on. That's like, it's not that odd. National Chocolate Day, it's not that strange. I just really want to celebrate it.
Yeah, you wanted to celebrate.
I just wanted to bring everyone's attention to it.
Every day is National Chocolate Day for some, Gab.
Maybe. Even when you're on a diet, don't tell my gym.
Now listen, kids say.
I love catching up with my kids and having a chat to them and seeing if I can work out what's going on in their brains. And more often than not, I'm going to say 90% of the time, I have no idea what they're talking about. Okay? And as an adult, as a parent, I think I've nailed it. I've nailed it. I mean, I'm not alone there.
Yeah.
A lot of parents will look at their kids and go, what is going on in your brain right about now?
Yeah, and you know, it's not even worth trying to decipher sometimes. You just go along with it.
Sometimes the kids just don't know what they're saying. They're just like, I'm opening my mouth and words are coming out. I don't know what's happening here, but let's just go with it.
Yeah.
And I think that may have happened. Last night I was having a chat to my six-year-old Sammy about the weather because we've had, a week of grossness.
A week of pretty crazy weather conditions around the region.
Yeah.
You know, there's been crazy winds and rain and flooding and it's been pretty abnormal.
And with all this rain around, obviously, there's a lot of things to look out for. Extra water on the roads, roads being slippery, water crossing the road, so, you know, water, roads being washed away, that kind of stuff. Power lines sometimes being down too. So many things that you have to be careful about. I did not think that you'd have to be careful about something else as well.
Oh, okay.
But according to Sam, you do. Check this out.
What do you think of all this rain we're having, Sammy?
Snakes do come out.
How do snakes come out?
They slither out.
Yeah, but why does the rain make them come out?
Because there hasn't been a lot of rain, so they're trying to get some water.
Right. What do they do with the water?
They drink it.
Really? What do you do if you see a snake?
Stand still and yell.
At the snake?
No.
Well, who are you yelling to?
Somebody that hates snakes and they'll throw it away.
He's got it right. You do stand still and yell, but you yell for an adult to come and help you.
Yeah.
Not just to some rando lady who hates snakes.
Who hates snakes.
What if she's not around?
Well, that's right. and that's the other thing you've got to watch out for now. Bins full of snakes because, you know, people are just going to pick up the bins. The people that hate snakes, I should say, are going to pick up the snakes, throw them in the bin.
Yeah.
Throw them away.
So be careful.
You've got to be very, very careful.
Especially the garbos out there collecting the rubbish.
Wheelie bins full of snakes.
Whew.
That's just not...
It's actually my worst nightmare.
Yeah. Mine too, actually.
Ranty pants.
It's true. I have my ranty pants on today because there's been something that's been building up for weeks. No. You know what? It's been building up for years.
Right.
And it's really gotten to boiling point today and it's sent me over the edge. And that is people trying to spoil the bachelor or the bachelorette.
Oh.
I'm really over it. I'm so done with it. Every day I'm seeing these articles of... This guy wins The Bachelor, but no, they've broken up now, and now he's revealed that he had a vasectomy, so obviously they can't be together because she wants kids, and now this and that, and now one of the ex-bachelorettes from The Bachelor series is dating one of the bachelors from The Bachelorette series, but not really. She just happened to run into him in Coffs Harbour and tagged him in a post, and now suddenly they're dating, and it's just blowing my mind.
Too many people are overthinking The Bachelor and Bachelorette.
You just sit and enjoy it, guys. Yeah. And even if you do have the scoop, even if you do have the goss and you know who wins... I don't want to know, because if I know who wins, it's going to ruin the rest of the season for me.
So if somebody told you that,
the winner.
I don't know, Dave won. I don't watch the show, so I don't even know if there's a Dave in the show.
Yeah.
But if Dave won, it's a definite Dave won. You would stop watching?
I would. What's the point? Why would I sit there and go, I know who gets eliminated because this guy wins? There is absolutely no point, apart from Sophie Monk being hilarious, but I'll just catch up on the highlights tomorrow. There's no point in watching all the drama.
Wow.
Oh, I'm just sick of it. I'm so done.
Yeah. Yeah. You got your ranty pants done?
No, they're like hitched up to my boobs now.
Ranty pants!
Like they are well and truly on and I don't think they're coming off.
I've got a mental image of those ranty pants now and I feel like...
Ranty pants!
It's my turn to have a rant.
Don't look down.
No! Just call me Sherlock Holmes because I am now a sleuth, an amateur sleuth, if you will, because I've discovered something the other day, Gab. Let me sit down.
I am sitting.
Okay.
I am always sitting.
Stand up, then take a seat. Get yourself comfortable because let me tell you a story.
Okay.
I'm not much of a green thumb at all. I don't enjoy gardening. I don't water plants as a rule. I never water my lawn. However, there is one garden that is directly out the back door of my house that I've been attempting to grow. So it's a little rock garden. I put some plants in there.
Native plants?
Sure. Okay. Put whatever makes you happy, Gab. They're the kind of plants that are in there.
Because you have no idea.
No,
they're green.
No idea. Went to the markets. I went, they look pretty. I'll put them in.
Beautiful.
So put the plants in. That is the bit that I am trying to take care of.
Mm.
But for somebody that doesn't have a green thumb, I don't really know what I'm doing. All I do is water that part of the garden.
Yeah.
And so far, everything's been going according to plan, especially with this rain we're having at the moment. Lots of water getting onto the garden, which is great. Except I noticed out of the 10 or 15 plants that I've got in there, this one plant that's dying. It's dying off. Doesn't matter what I do, how much water I put on it. It's like the rest of the garden flourishing. This one plant dying.
And there's nothing you can do to bring it back?
Not that I know. Well, nothing I can do. I'm sure a professional could actually do something. There's nothing I can do.
Right.
And I couldn't work out why this plant was dying.
Yeah.
I had no idea. And then I thought, well, hang on a second. I've got to figure out what is going on in the life of this plant.
Yeah.
So I staked out my garden to try and work out what was going on.
Cameras.
Did the lot. I grabbed some donuts and coffee and I stayed overnight.
Oh, my God.
trying to work out what was killing off this plant. I've worked it out. Finally worked it out.
What is it?
My kids. My kids do garden wheeze and they aim for that plant.
Wow.
So apparently yellow water, not great.
It's a bit too acidic for plants, I believe.
So they
kill certain plants.
Yeah,
it'd probably go well on some.
I don't know. Lemon trees, apparently.
Maybe.
Anyway,
they need the acid.
This is not a lemon tree. This is just a general plant, dead plant that has been peed on so many times. It's gone.
I feel sorry for the plant.
No,
you know, it's just trying to grow, and it just keeps getting smothered by this liquid that it can't get through.
Yeah, but I don't even know why my kids just don't use the toilet. They walk straight out the back door, do a garden wee every single morning or whatever, and they're killing off my plants. So I nicely asked my kids to stop doing the garden wees.
Well, that's because that's the other question.
Yeah.
Why aren't they using the bathroom? Like, what is happening with your parenting skills here where they choose to go outside instead of to the loo?
I don't know. And I don't want to hazard a guess.
What is it with guys doing garden wees?
Guys, I
just don't understand. My dad loves a good garden wee.
Does he?
Yeah. He's like right next to the toilet. He's like, nah, just go do it in nature. Why? Why do you do a garden wee? I hate good garden question. Wees. Like when you're camping and stuff.
Yeah.
Pain in the butt.
Oh, it's different for a girl and a
so
guy
hard.
When it comes to garden wees. 13, 12, 16, if you know of somebody, or if you're keen on the garden wee yourself, or a bush wee, whatever you want to call it. A wee outside, underneath the stars, if you will. 13, 12, 16.
Or the sun, depending on what time of day it is. Some people don't care about their neighbours.
Out in the breeze. There. Melinda is on the line. Melinda, is it you or somebody else?
It's my little boy.
All right.
Oh, really?
Loves the garden wee too.
Yes, he does. So he's got a plant out in the backyard, which is a yucca, and his nickname is Spikelet, and he goes and visits him every morning. He'll go outside, he'll go do his wee, and then come back and tell me that he's visited Spikelet.
Oh, my God, that is so funny. So obviously this is a plant that doesn't die from being weeded.
No, otherwise he'd be in trouble too, Hamish.
Mm. Well, I'm guessing it's called a yucca for two reasons. It's the name of the plant and it's covered in pee.
I feel like you need to get one of these.
Maybe I do. All right, so and how old's your boy?
He's three.
Three. Three
wow,
and doing the
learning young.
Yes, that's yes. Right.
No mess.
No,
I guess
no.
It makes sense.
It kind of works. All right, Melinda, thank you very much for the call. We'll move across to Naomi now. Naomi, we're talking garden wees. So is it you or were you talking about somebody else?
We're talking about someone else. My five-year-old son, when he comes home, he refuses to go to the toilet anywhere but outside.
Outside.
What is not with it? Young boys loving a garden wee? I'm so confused.
I don't know. It's really gross because I can't grow anything. And then, you know, my husband's like, oh, it's perfectly normal. I'm like, I don't want my house to smell like a toilet.
Yeah. So does he have a specific spot he aims every time or just he moves around?
He just goes everywhere pretty much.
Lovely.
Inside, he goes in the backyard or the front yard and it's really awkward when you go to your friend's place and he's like, I need to go to the toilet. Sure, buddy, go to the toilet. And he heads outside to wee in their garden.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so uncomfortable.
We were down at a public park not so long ago and one of the boys went, yep, garden wee time. I'm like, nope, you probably shouldn't. And then by then it was too late.
Oh, I'm never having kids.
Yep. I feel you. I had the same issue all the time.
There we go. There should be some sort of club. All right. Thank you very much for the call. We'll move along to Kylie now. Tell us about the garden wee.
Yeah, Mum, my other half does not use the toilet except for number twos.
Really?
Yeah, he only uses it. He always goes outside.
So what happens if you're at a friend's place?
He goes around the corner where they can't see.
Yeah. Well, it still goes outside. It's like it's toilets.
What if your friend lives in an apartment block?
Well, he's in trouble then, isn't he?
Over the balcony.
Over the balcony. They've got a plant out there on the balcony, haven't they?
Just yeah, they might.
Have a go with that.
Is it the pot plant?
All right, there we go. Excellent. Thank you. So a lot of people super keen. Thanks, Kylie, for the garden wees, which is just amazing.
So common.
I want people to finish your sentence this morning. And that sentence is, I'm disappointed I've never learnt to...
Uh-huh.
What?
Yeah.
Now, for me, I love giving most things a go. I am happy to try and play a musical instrument. I tried to play the sax a couple of years ago. It ended up being the most embarrassing thing I've ever done in my entire life because I tried to do a sax solo in front of 1,500 people. Wasn't ready. Couldn't even squeeze a note out of the sax.
Ooh, that's nice.
Not a note. Not one single note. But happy to, you know, obviously give it a crack. I try and sing every now and again. Never learnt to sing. Probably should have. I think we all agree on that.
Yeah, but... learning to sing doesn't make you sound better. It just gives you technique. So I don't know if that would have helped in your case.
All right. Now, if I got you, Gab, to finish this sentence, yeah. I'm disappointed I've never learnt to...
play guitar.
Yeah, right.
Only because I feel like as a kid, it's a lot easier to learn these things and learn coordination of your hands because
yeah, sure.
I tried to do a lesson a couple of years back. It was just too hard. I bailed.
Too hard?
I wish I'd learnt it earlier on in life.
That's funny. I'd love to have learnt to play the piano. I'm not going to say it's too late. I'd still like to give it a go. But, you know, it's one of those things that I kind of regret that I've never learnt.
Hmm.
All right. 13, 12, 16... finish this sentence. I'm disappointed I've never learnt to. It could be anything. Musical instrument, swimming.
Yeah, it could be braiding hair.
Riding a bike.
Yeah.
Learning how to skate.
Riding a unicycle.
Tried to do that too, didn't I? Thanks for bringing that up. It's another embarrassing
so
moment
many
in
failures.
My life. All right, we got Sandy on the line. Sandy, finish the sentence. I'm disappointed I never learnt to what?
Surf.
Yeah, good one.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's a very good one.
I'd love to learn how to surf.
Yeah.
I think that would be really enjoyable.
Yeah. I think it would be fun. And as an Australian, people just expect that you know.
Yeah. Like. Yeah, it's what you do.
Yeah.
It's what you do. It's hard when you live a fair way.
From the water.
Yeah, from the water.
Yeah, when you live on the coast, a little easier to get out there and get it done, but still be a fun lesson to have.
It would. Oh, well, it would. Sandy, thank you very much for the call.
Thank you.
No worries. We'll move along now. Hello, Hit FM. Who's this?
Ali.
Ali, finish this sentence. I'm disappointed I never learnt to what?
Do sign language.
Sign language.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Cool. Yeah. I learned a couple of words in sign
back
when
ones.
I was a kid. No. Yeah. They were legit, but, you know, it was just very basic ones. I couldn't remember them now, to tell you the truth, but that would be awesome to be able to know that.
Yeah, back in school, there was a few students who were obviously, and they had their interpreter there, and it was really awesome what they could do.
I love it when they get up and sign songs at concerts and stuff as well. It's really cool to watch.
Yeah. Mm. Yep, definitely.
This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.